conversations that you connect with and react to. SAFM.
Broadcasting live this morning from the 2022 Tourism Leadership Conference. It's hosted by the Tourism Business Council of South Africa. We're at Sun City, the convention center there. Let's speak now to Septi Bakula from the CESA Network. They try and enhance domestic and international competitiveness and, as they put it, facilitate market access for travel and tourism SMEs. What's that in English? Septi, good morning. Thanks for joining us.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Garrett.
Stephen.
Sorry.
We all look alike. What are you trying to do?
Well, look, I mean, as a network, we exist, as you have read correctly, we exist to enhance the domestic and international competitiveness of tourism, travel and tourism SMEs. And that means actually facilitating market access for them, you know, as the, you know, main concern for small businesses. So that's what, you know, we exist to do, and that's what we do.
Do you think that, I mean, is the entire conversation around tourism still about coming out of COVID? Or are we seeing other conversations coming through? And I mean, if you look at the international situation right now with Ukraine, for example, people very worried about China. I mean, there's a big market we can't tap, really, because of COVID.
Yeah, well, look, I mean, I think the conversation has moved on, but we certainly are still talking about COVID. I mean, you had a question earlier about, you know, what happened to COVID. Well, we're still having that conversation. It's not time for us to drop the guard now. And as the tourism industry, we're very clear that, you know, those protocols that we developed, you know, for COVID should continue, because for us they're very important in terms of you know, creating, you know, market confidence. Because, you know, without market confidence, and there's still a remnant of it, of people, you know, really being cautious about travel. So that's still important, and I think that's a conversation that's going to be with us for quite a while.
Obviously, the focus in tourism, one of the things about tourism is that it's a great space for small businesses. You don't need to have a 10-year qualification to be a tourist guide. You also don't need to invest hugely in facilities because of what we have. You know, we have the beach. Yes, Cape Town, we have. Yes, Cape Town, we have you. Yes, Cape
Town,
we heard you.
That's right.
You know, this is why it's such a good thing to invest in. And yet, it seems to me there's still quite a lot of some of the hurdles we can't control. We can't control China's COVID policy. We can't control COVID. We can control what does happen here. Are we doing enough of that? Are we making it as easy as possible?
I think in certain instances, yes, we are. You know, as I say, I think that, you know, in dealing with COVID, we actually did a sterling job led by the Tourism Business Council of South Africa, putting those protocols in place and really going to market and saying it's safe to travel in your own country. Go ahead and travel. It's a beautiful country. So I think on that side of things, you know, we've done a pretty good job and we continue doing that. But I think that we still have some really serious hurdles. One of the issues, you know, just to give an example that we have been dealing with and continue to deal with, is the issue of red tape, and particularly for tour operating businesses. You know, we've had a situation in the country which is totally bizarre, that over a number of years, you know, it's been almost impossible to license tow vehicles. Now, you know, those regulatory and other impediments are still in place. And we think that, you know, for a sector that's recovering from COVID-19, we really need to pay particular attention to those things that are still holding the sector back. And I think policy and regulation is one of those areas that we need to look at very carefully. And we're going to be discussing that as an aspect of this conference.
Government has said so many times that tourism is a big thing. Do you think that people actually get what matters, that the national, you know, that like the regulators need to sort themselves out? Do you think people actually get down and do what needs to be done? Because it can be, I mean, I've had conversations around these issues for a very long time.
Look, I mean, there are pockets in government who understand tourism and therefore working hard to make sure that, you know, any hurdles, any impediments are eliminated. There are, of course, you know, other parts of government. For instance, you know, if we're talking about the aspect of you know, licensing of tour operators, that's the Department of Transport. And so they really, there may be a lack of understanding there of the dynamics of the tourism sector, which is why we're seeing the challenges that we're seeing. But what we are actually doing is making sure that we're bringing all relevant stakeholders, even you know, inside government, to have a single conversation about what needs to be done to facilitate the sector. Because you're quite right, you know, the president talks about it all the time, how important you know, tourism is. You read the National Development Plan, you see tourism all over the place as a sector that will enable rural economic growth and employment and that kind of stuff. So you know, the conversation is that we all understand, you know, suggests that we all understand the importance of the sector, but somehow we are not together in terms of what impediments we need to eliminate in order to make sure that we unlock this sector that we all talk about so much.
Septi Bikula, you're going to come away from this. There's always the most important thing in any meeting is next steps, right?
Yeah.
What next steps do you want to see?
Well, what I want to see, of course, I mean, the conversation at this conference is very broad, much broader than SMEs. But really, you know, from the perspective of SMEs, I want to see what the different players will commit themselves to doing to make sure that, you know, we continue to accelerate the growth of SMEs. I'm talking about government, you know, I've spoken about red tape. But I think, you know, just to give another example, I think, you know, if you look at the academic sector, you know, we really want universities to start teaching about tourism entrepreneurship. And we as the private sector, we need to make commitments, specific commitments in terms of what we're going to do to make sure that we accelerate the growth and inclusion of SMEs in the sector.
Septi Bikula, nice to meet you. Thanks very much indeed. Thanks for coming along from the CESAR Network. You with SAFM. We're broadcasting live this morning from the 2022 Tourism Leadership Conference.